This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
How am I doing?
Oh, almost there, Neil. Yeah, that's it. You're under the coupler. Though I don't understand why it has to be you again. You and Kenton were the ones who built the bonfire. Surely someone else can clear it up.
Well, I won't be on my own, Susan.
You always have to take the trailer down. It's the same every year.
We don't want Hillary Notes complaining the green looks a mess again.
There was plenty of folks enjoyed the fireworks last night. I wonder how many of them will turn up to give a hand now.
I don't mind. And we've already backed out of one responsibility this weekend.
I know.
I don't want to give up another.
What choice did I have?
Alice was counting on us helping out with Mother Goose.
Well, if it was just her running it, of course I would have taken part, especially after all the hard work she's put in.
She's been having a terrible time finding a cast.
Yeah, that's why she's handed it back to Kate. Why Linda ever got her involved, I don't know.
No
idea how to talk to people. First she starts smarming how brave I was, taking me top off in Calendar Girls for my age.
Oh, you were good in that.
Then she plunks her size sevens even further in. How about something more in my comfort zone this year? Esmeralda, one of the villagers.
Well, I'm sure Kate didn't mean to be rude.
I told you what it says on the cast list. Esmeralda, a gossipy old crone. How's that meant to be in my comfort zone?
She can be rather tactless.
I told her straight. That's how she sees me. We're having nothing to do with the panto. You or me. And you're to back me up, Neil. Oh. You've got to. It's humiliating.
All right. I expect Alice will understand when she hears.
She knows already. Told everyone I've seen how Kate's carrying on.
Seems a pity, but there you are. Now, if you check the trailer lights are working, I'll get up.
Oh, listen, and don't go sneaking into the bull for anything extra while you're down there.
Susan!
Well, you've no need to. I thought mushrooms on toast made a very tasty Sunday lunch.
Toby?
Hi, great. Any chance of doing me a favour, Pip? You see,
Wait a second, I'm working.
Sorry.
I'm moving an electric fence, not just sitting around hoping you'll ring.
Yep, right.
Right, well, that's it. What do you want?
Are you going to be anywhere near Rickyard in about half an hour?
Why?
Well, that's my estimated time for rocking up, and I've forgotten my key.
Right, you aren't in Brighton?
I'm in the pickup, getting close to sweet, sweet Borsetshire. Couldn't stay away any longer.
Yeah, right.
Any chance of letting me in when I get back?
I suppose so.
Excellent. And you might want to clear some space in the kitchen.
But what for?
Oh, gotta go. Other drivers are giving me dirty looks. See you in 30.
Johnny? You sure none of it's still glowing?
No, I checked. The ashes are well damped down.
All right. Well, that's the last of the rubbish from the fireworks.
Any sign of that Borsetshire blaster?
No.
Pete went missing. It were a great display.
Yeah. Kenton was saving the blaster for part of the big finish.
He said it were quite pricey.
It was. He should never have lost it.
No. It were a really good show.
Hey. What do you reckon this is?
All that's left of the guy's mask.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that look grotesque, eh?
I thought it were cool, having the Joker on top of the fire.
Yeah. Where's the other shovel?
Don't worry. I'm almost done.
George and Kira had a fine old time.
Oh, so did Henry.
No wonder. The number of pigs in blankets he was putting away.
Oh, they were great. And the cinder toffee. Oh, did you have some?
No. Susan brought celery sticks for a snack.
The only thing missing was some parking.
Hey, can we stop talking about food?
Sorry. Even Jack enjoyed himself when he woke up, looking at the sparkles.
I was surprised Helen brought both boys.
It didn't stay long once Rob showed up.
I don't understand why he came at all.
No. He must have realised no one wanted him there.
Who knows what goes on in that man's head, eh?
Only this psychologist is seeing. You know Helen's been asked to see her tomorrow.
Oh, has she?
I thought it was a bit weird. Helen says it's normal, so the psychologist gets a full picture of Rob for the court report.
Hi.
Hi.
Afternoon, Elizabeth.
Oh, bonfires are so messy, aren't they?
Hasn't been too bad.
How did your display go?
Oh, very well, thanks. I left the team clearing up while I sneaked over for lunch at Brookfield. Lily and Freddie are still there, but work calls for me, I'm afraid.
Did you have anything nice?
Delicious. Beef, 3-veg and gravy, and jam sponge pudding to follow. I have a job staying awake this afternoon. But before I go back, Johnny, I wanted to ask you something.
Can you manage another one?
Oh, use me like a pack horse. Why not?
Thanks for letting me in.
You were lucky. I was coming back anyway.
One more?
Okay. Put it on top. What's in the boxes?
A neat bit of kit I'm looking after for my good friend Zane. He's having kind of a gap year.
What's in them?
My reason for coming back so quickly. And, of course, to see you again.
Don't bother, Toby. You couldn't get away fast enough on Friday.
Oh, only to show Rex I'm perfectly capable of running a successful business by myself. Right, that's a lot.
What's in these?
Wait till I set everything up, Pip. You're going to be amazed.
Thanks for helping out, Johnny.
No worries.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye. I can give you a lift back if you like.
No, it's okay. I'm going to see Jazz.
If you're sure.
Yeah, and I mean it, Elizabeth. I had a hard time when I started college.
I got the impression you make friends very quickly.
It didn't feel like that at the time. I was so nervous the first day.
Well, that's how Freddie still feels. And he's been there for weeks.
He's a good lad. He'll soon settle in.
Look, what I didn't say earlier... He'd be embarrassed if he knew I was talking about this, but on Friday night, he was invited to a party at Lachlan's.
Lachlan?
One of his best friends from the cathedral school. I heard him spinning some story on the phone. He was too busy and couldn't go, but he wasn't. He stayed in by himself all evening.
Oh.
I mean, he claims he prefers his own company, but I think he's afraid his old friends will look down at him for not staying on. And he's not finding any new ones to replace them with.
It is difficult when you switch.
I don't suppose I can be a bit cheeky.
Try me.
Well, I know you're only part-time in Borchester, but if you were able to just keep an eye out for him...
Oh, yeah, it's not a problem. I'll look out for him, Elizabeth.
Oh, it's lovely and warm in here. There's a real wind picking up outside.
Oh, I know. You're letting it straight in.
Hmm? Oh.
Boots. I've only just cleaned the floor.
Mm-hmm. You fancy a cup of tea? And maybe a couple of biscuits?
No, you can't settle down just yet, Neil. I've some more websites to show you.
Oh, not now, love. I haven't stopped since I got up this morning.
It won't take long.
Yeah, that's what you always say.
It won't.
You must have looked at every photographer's website in the country.
No, these are different. Emma texted them this afternoon.
Yeah.
Two lots of people she's come across from catering weddings.
Well, can't you choose for us?
Oh, it's got to be a joint decision.
I'm happy to go with whatever you say.
Having a family portrait was your idea.
Oh, very well.
Right, look, take a look at this one. Mm-hmm. Over Cheltenham way. My current favourites.
Are they any cheaper than the London one?
Well, Emma says they've been asked to do Benny Carvalho's wedding, so they must be good.
Oh, yes, must be.
Now, just sit down properly. Mm. We'll look at the gallery together.
Once I've put the kettle on.
Well, look, I'll make the tea if it's going to help.
Oh, I'm absolutely parched and famished. It's hard work clearing a bonfire.
Do you need something to keep you going?
Oh, yes, please, yes. A couple of digestives or maybe a slice of cake.
Oh, no need for that, love. I'm got some carrot buttons left over from last night.
Mixing tub, airlocks, thermometer. You have to get exactly the right temperature. That's crucial.
Is this a still?
Yeah, this baby's the money factory. And with the sugar and yeast I picked up on the way back, I've got everything we need to start distilling gin.
You're mad, Toby. I thought you were just going to add flavour, like last week.
I was, until I heard this lot was going begging for a few months.
No, you can't start making your own alcohol.
Why not?
Well, you need a licence.
Not yet. Not while I'm experimenting.
Don't you?
I'm not trying to sell anything to anyone. The law isn't interested.
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Once I've got something worth selling, of course I'll get a licence. For the moment, I'm simply going to start off a wash, as we professional distillers call it.
Very impressive.
I'm going to make a wash of sugar, yeast and water. Let it turn into alcohol over the next few days while I find which combination of herbs make the perfect gin. Which is where I need your help.
Well, I don't know anything about making gin.
Well, you know what a good one tastes like.
I'm no expert.
I only want an honest opinion. You can do that, can't you?
I guess so.
There you are, then. Hey, we'll be like Wozniak and Jobs, Marks and Spencer, Wallace and Gromit.
Right.
Two pioneers laying down the foundations for a massive new business. In years to come, we'll look back on today and think, wow, that's where it all started.
You might. This is your crazy idea. I've got a full-time job, remember?
Are you still mad with me for diving off to Brighton?
No.
Aren't you?
Well, it would have been nice if you'd have given some warning. You know, so we could have gone together. Made a trip of it.
Well, next time we will, Pip. I'd love you to meet some of my friends down there.
Honestly?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they can't believe I'm living with a farmer. As I told them, a very special farmer who I couldn't wait to get back to.
I bet you didn't say anything like that.
Well, I didn't get gushy with them. They'd been ruthless. But I was looking forward to seeing you again.
Were you?
Yes. So, are you going to be my chief guinea pig in a few days' time?
Okay.
Brilliant.
Against my better judgment.
Well, in the meantime, we can start emptying the sugar into the tub.
All of it?
All six bags. We chuck in loads of water at 24 degrees, add the yeast, and then sit back and wait for profits to roll in.
Oh, there's one other thing we should do.
What's that?
Close the blinds. It may be perfectly legal, Toby, but we don't want anyone else around here getting the wrong idea, do we?
Don't pull faces at me, Jack Arch. Don't you dare pull a face at your great aunt Lillian.
Would you like me to put these in the fridge? Oh,
the yoghurts, yes, please, Helen.
Okay.
Oh, but leave the borsetcher blue out, darling. Jenny's serving it at supper and I don't like it chilled.
Oh, no. It doesn't bring out the flavour.
It's kind of you to drop the order off.
No trouble. I was coming over anyway. I thought you'd like to know how I got on.
With Rob's psychologist? Yes, please. Come and sit down.
I'll have to keep an eye on the time. Got to pick up Henry soon.
Oh, the horror of the school run. You'll have that soon enough, Jack. Yes, you will.
Do you want to give him back?
Oh, can I hold him a little longer?
Yeah, of course.
He's such a sweetie. You will take a photo of him with Mum on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 92 years.
We'll do it when Gran comes over for her birthday tea.
Oh, that's right. You're tea and we're lunch, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
So, how did it go with Dr. Barber?
Not too bad, I suppose.
I was thinking about you all morning.
Oh, thanks.
Hoping it wasn't too upsetting.
No, it wasn't once we got started. The doctor was only interested in Rob. She wasn't assessing me.
I'm surprised she asked you to come in at all.
She said they need an all-round picture of him for the report. She was fairly easy to talk to.
What did she ask you about?
Oh, lots. There was one thing she really focused on.
Oh, afternoon, Helen.
Oh, hi.
Lillian, you haven't seen Adam anywhere, have you? He's not picking up.
Sorry, I can't help you, Brian.
I think he might have been in High Copse when I drove in.
Oh.
I was a long way off, but I saw people up there.
Oh, right, thanks. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel, Jack. If you'll excuse me.
Of course.
Well, he's a real ray of sunshine, isn't he?
Well, earlier if they want coffee before we start.
Bill Oldfield was convinced the walk's in the afternoon.
Oh, I don't know where he's got that from, David.
Well, neither do I, but I wasn't much help. I told him it's a 10 o'clock kickoff.
No, we gather in the yard for 10:30. I'll give an introductory chat. Why we're trying out mob grazing.
Uh-huh.
Then we take the trailers up to the herbal lays where Pip's going to speak about managing the herd.
Pip's giving a talk?
Yeah. I've asked her to delay moving the cows till we get up there so we can demonstrate mob grazing in action.
Oh, well, that's news to me, Adam.
Well, she hasn't said anything about it.
Not a peep.
I was wondering why you'd got the time wrong. I thought she'd have told you.
Oh, no. Since Pip got together with Toby Fairbrother, she hardly tells me or Ruth anything.
Well, I suppose that's relationships for you. They do make life complicated.
Well, it's probably my fault as much as hers. I do tend to avoid him whenever possible.
Ah.
So I suppose I don't see so much of her. Well, I'm glad I checked. I'll spread the word on Friday at the NFU meeting. Nick Springs ill, so I've offered to chair it.
Ah, don't think I can make it.
Oh, it's a pity. I'll give the walk another plug if you like.
Well, please. We want as many people here as possible, as long as they come with an open mind about herbal lays.
Sure.
Still early days, but I believe we've got a good story to tell.
Well, I look forward to hearing it.
You should find it interesting.
Adam, I've been trying to get hold of you.
Oh, have you?
Well, your phone's off.
Oh, I was up with the deer.
Afternoon, Brian.
I must have forgotten to switch it back on.
Yes. Well, I can see you're busy. When you've got a moment.
No, it's all right, Brian. I'm finished here.
Really? Oh, good. Because there's something we need to look at. ASAP.
That's what she kept coming back to.
Rob's attitude to the boys.
She wants to know if he's having any effect on them.
He can't do much harm, darling. He's always supervised when he's with Jack.
Well, yes.
And he doesn't see Henry anymore.
Perhaps the damage is already done.
Oh, no.
Rob spent so much time with him when I was in prison. And he's just so good at twisting the way you think.
Henry's a very level-headed boy.
Yeah, well, that's where Rob's clever. Somehow he makes out he's taking your point of view even when he's got his own agenda. Like, when he slapped me, I was absolutely sure I was to blame. I'd made him do it.
If only you'd been able to tell us.
It's the same when I stopped driving. I really thought that was my decision. It's only looking back I see how he chipped away at my confidence. Didn't want me going out anywhere on my own. It's out of his control.
Oh, he's such a nasty piece of work.
What if he does the same to my boys? Perhaps Henry blames me for making his daddy disappear.
What? Has he said something?
Sometimes he gets very sad. He can't really explain why.
Children have moods, darling, that's all.
I keep thinking about the girl in Henry's class. Xanthi. The one he hit?
Oh.
Where did that come
but
from?
That's not necessarily anything to do with Rob. Five-year-olds can be boisterous. James was exactly the same.
I hope so. But what's it going to be like when Jack's older, getting poison poured into his ear all the time?
We'll teach him not to believe a word of it.
How? Rob's his father. Whether I like it or not, I mean, that's bound to have an effect.
It's up to us, the whole family, to protect your boys. Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I've woken him up.
Oh, no, it's probably just as well. We need to get going.
Well, it's no use looking at me if you're hungry. That restaurant closed a long time ago.
Give him to me.
Here you go, darling. Come on. There you are, Jack.
Oh, hey. Right. We should go and get your brother. Thanks for listening, Auntie Lillian.
You don't have to thank me, darling. I'm happy to listen any time.
What's it matter, Adam? David was leaving anyway.
It was incredibly rude. You didn't need to be that brusque.
I wasn't brusque.
You could have waited till later.
Well, I wanted us to come over now because I'm extremely annoyed, Adam. I've had enough of Rob kicking up a fuss. I'd like a proper explanation.
Look, I know the wheat isn't looking great.
What? I've never seen Whiteacre looking this bad before.
Well, it's always had problems. It's heavy land.
Well, that doesn't explain this.
Yeah, there's a lot of slug damage as well.
We've always had to deal with slugs.
It's a particularly bad year. Half the county's complaining.
Well, they wouldn't be doing so much harm if the crop had got away properly. And Whiteacre's not the only field with problems.
Yeah, I know.
We can go to the estate if you like, because that's what Rob's griping about. I can find you three more just as bad.
I know it's been patchy.
I mean, some places are simply dreadful.
Brian, You knew there were going to be teething troubles with no-till?
Oh, I didn't imagine they'd be this bad. Nobody did.
Well, I made it very clear to the board there'll be a transition period while we get the soil in good heart.
Well, when's that going to be? I mean, how much more of a kicking do I have to take? I mean, even Justin's onto it now. Will we need to re-drill in the spring? It was only a quick comment, but all the same. Rob must have put him onto it.
What did you say?
Well, I told him there's nothing to worry about. Even though I don't believe it.
Look, it'll work out, Brian.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
Any change takes time, especially where the soil's in bad shape to start with, or we're drilling into a cover crop.
Wish I'd never let you persuade me. Whiteacre was never this poor when I worked it.
Yeah, well, I admit it looks disappointing.
When I think of what the new drill cost, and then look at the performance.
Because this was in a bad state anyway. It'll improve massively once we build up fertility.
You know, what do we do till then? Keep throwing money away on extra inputs?
We only need more sprays in the short term.
How short term?
I can't give an exact answer.
Well, that's a pity, isn't it? Especially with constant rumblings about a glyphosate ban. I mean, what are we going to do if that comes in? Send your mother round with a hand trowel.
Go on, go through. Go on.
What are you bringing them in for, Pet?
I promised Mum I'd start off milking if she wasn't back from Borchester by now.
What, is she still at the dentist?
Must be.
Well, have you got time to do it?
Yeah, as long as she takes over by 4.
Okay, well, give me a shout if she doesn't.
Okay.
I was talking to Adam about you earlier.
Are you?
I didn't know you were speaking at their farm walk next week.
Oh, but yeah.
Why didn't you say something to us?
Didn't I?
No.
Well, it isn't going to be anything special.
Oh, well, it better be. I'm going to be there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Want to see firsthand how the mob grazing's going. And I know from Farm Sundays what a good speaker you are.
Oh, cheers.
So there's no need to be shy about it. And, you know, any time you want to talk through stuff like that, you know where I am.
Yeah. Thanks.
Right, well, I'll be in the office if you want to stop by for a catch-up before you go.
Yeah, maybe. Though I've stuff to do at Rickyard.
Oh, yeah, I saw Toby's back.
Yep.
I thought he might be gone longer.
Why?
Josh says he has a habit of disappearing when you need him most.
That's not fair.
No?
Well, it was just a quick business trip, that's all.
Business? What's he up to now?
He's just looking at possibilities.
Uh-huh. Such as?
This and that. I'd better start taking these through or I won't get anything done before Mum's back.
You'll have to fix something up with your mother. She'd love to have both of you over.
Uh-huh.
Perhaps you and Ian can come for Peggy's birthday lunch.
Well, we'll have to see. I don't know what hours he's working on Sunday.
And I meant what I said about the farm walk.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever you do, don't let any visitors near Whiteacre.
You don't have to keep repeating yourself.
If another farmer sees the state of our wheat, I'll die of embarrassment. So keep them well away.
Okay, I get it.
You've put me in a very difficult position.
Oh.
I can't keep up a front much longer with Justin. We're only licensed to use glyphosate until the end of next year.
It affects everyone, not just us.
Yes, but in the meantime, you've made us more dependent on herbicide than ever.
Well, are we going?
Heaven knows what he'll say when he realises we're up against a ticking clock. Probably start looking for a new contractor.
Hello, Amside.
Ah, Lillian. Good. Was half expecting voicemail. Rob Titchener. Hello, you still there?
What do you want?
Well, I've been looking at your website. I'm interested in the Hillside property.
But Hillside only went up, 15 minutes ago?
Oh, that's lucky. I take it that means it's still available? You haven't let it go yet?
No.
Well, that's good. I've never seen inside, but from the description, it'd be ideal for me.
But you want to rent it?
Well, if the reality lives up to the blurb, I'd be seriously interested. Lillian.
But surely...
Look, if you're concerned about rent, it's not an issue. Now I'm back in work, I can easily pay what you're asking in advance, plus deposit. I can provide 2 good references. If you want to run any credit checks, please go ahead.
You're serious?
Oh, yes. It'd suit me down to the ground. So when's a convenient time to show me round?
Now then, Neil. First off is taking down the old shed, then smartening up the base with a fresh layer of concrete.
Ready for a new one?
Oh, yeah. Mr. Jackson wants the works. New shed, sandstone patio, tub and fountain in the middle of the lawn.
Mm. And Ed can't help you?
No, ain't got the time, and he don't seem that keen.
Hmm.
I'll manage most of the work myself, but, well, the shed's a two-man job.
I'm not sure, Eddie.
Go on. Only be a few hours. You can squeeze it in somehow.
Well, there's times we've worked together before. I've waited ages to be paid.
Oh, don't you worry. There'll be no hanging about this time.
So you say.
As soon as Mr. Jackson pays me, I'll pass on your share.
I want the same rate you're giving yourself.
Oh, you will. Though I had to quote a bit low.
Oh, so there's no money in it?
Oh, it's plenty, if we crack on and don't waste time. But I didn't like to ask too much, given his circumstances. Hmm? Do you know him?
Well, not really, yeah. He only moved in a few weeks ago, didn't he?
Yeah, after his wife died. He decided to leave Ollerton for a fresh start. Couldn't think of anywhere better than here.
Oh, so he's a widower. Oh, poor chap.
He comes across very shy. When I tried calling him Cecil, he said he prefers Mr. Jackson.
Well, that's unusual these days.
Well, don't think he's got many friends. Or much of a family. That's why I quoted low. Didn't even try selling him a plaster pig. Though he's going lovely with the fountain.
Mm. Well, I suppose I could put in a few hours.
Great. How are you fixed now?
Now? Right this minute?
Well, like I say, margins is tight. I don't know hang about.
I was going to get back to my pigs, submit some movement licences.
Oh, it'd be a lot easier with two.
Mm.
I was going to make a start right after me elevenses.
Mm. Ooh, what you got in there?
Somewhere between 350 and 400.
That's a good-sized herd.
About the largest I still deal with. The really big dairies seem to prefer to keep it in-house.
It's the same where I am.
Ugh. It's often a bit slow along here.
They're not in a rush, are we?
No. It's only a routine check. Do say any time if you need to bail out, Anisha.
I shouldn't do. I've kept today completely clear to go round with you.
Okay.
I want to get a real sense of what the practice is like.
Narrow roads and slow-moving traffic a lot of the time.
Hmm. I've been thinking about what we said last week, Alistair.
Uh-huh.
Well, approaching Lovell James, is that because you'd prefer a complete buyout to a partnership?
Well, they came to me and made a pretty good offer.
More appealing than having a partner?
Well...
There's no point in me getting interested if it's not a real possibility.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't. But I should say I did have a partner once before.
Yeah, Shula mentioned him. This is Theo?
That's right.
I got the impression there were one or two problems.
Problems? Shula was being very diplomatic. Theo went to prison for supplying ketamine to a dealer.
Really?
Completely behind my back. I couldn't dissolve the partnership fast enough.
Well, I guess that would put you off working with anyone else.
It did, for quite a while. Mm. But there have been a few times since I've wished I could farm out half the admin. That doesn't get any easier on your own.
No.
And Shula and I are reaching a stage where we want financial security so that we can have a life beyond work sometimes.
Well, you'd get twice the money from a buyout.
To be totally honest, I'm not sure I'm ready to be an employee again. Not after all this time.
I can understand that.
Do you know what you're looking for?
The right setup to take my career forward. And to avoid doing anything I'm going to regret in a year.
Let's see what you missed while you were in London, Justin. Oh, Borsetshire Holdings confirmed they want four pegs in December.
Do they? I'll pass that on.
Well, I've already told Brian to tell Will.
Oh, thank you, Lillian. Look, I don't expect you to run after me like a secretary.
Well, it wasn't that difficult talking to my brother-in-law.
Well, as long as you don't feel put upon.
And Damara have agreed to part sponsor a Christmas fashion show at Porchester College.
Oh, have we?
I made an executive decision on your behalf. It's only pennies.
Well done.
And that's everything that came my way while you were gallivanting in the capital with Miranda.
No, hardly gallivanting. Showing my face at the opening of her latest charitable venture. She likes me to observe the niceties.
One other thing cropped up while you were away.
What's that?
It's my concern, really, but I'd like your opinion. It's to do with Amside.
Ah.
Rob Titchener wants to rent one of my hillside properties.
Does he?
I couldn't believe he had the nerve to ring up.
What did you tell him?
Well, I was so shocked, I didn't know what to say. And once I got over the surprise, I wondered how he'd found out so quickly. Unless you said something to him.
Me? No.
Oh.
Well, not as such. I mean, I knew he was looking for somewhere else. Now he has to leave Blossom Hill Cottage.
Well, it had barely been online 20 minutes, and there he was, cheerily wanting an appointment to view.
I suppose I may have mentioned Amside had something coming up.
Did you?
Well, only in passing. I told him to look at all the agencies, not just yours.
Well, I don't see why you've said anything at all.
Rob needs somewhere to live. You have an empty property. Hillside would be ideal for seeing his son.
Justin, we are talking about the man who raped my niece.
Look, I understand how strongly you feel about it.
But you want me to put a roof over his head?
No, I don't want you to do anything you don't want to, Lillian.
Then why tell him about Hillside?
Yeah, people have a right to live somewhere. He hasn't been convicted of any crime.
I don't give a damn about Rob's rights.
I simply thought... Look, let's not retread old ground.
No, let's not.
Although, given the circumstances, I suspect he'd make a good tenant.
Oh, come on. Ah, that's it.
Mind the nails?
You got it.
Yeah. It's taking long enough, isn't it?
Sturdier than I thought.
What happened to one breath of wind and the shed will fall over?
I'd be doing better if I had some energy in me. I'd been counting on that flapjack.
Oh, I've said I'm sorry.
I only looked away a second and it had gone.
Well, I thought you had two of them.
Cut it in two, I said.
Well, I must have been so hungry I didn't hear you properly.
Right, cut this. Got it. She's still keeping you on short rations.
Yeah, I'll say. No biscuits, no beer, no pleasure at all. The sooner we get our photo taken, the better.
Going to be the old family, is it?
Well, we'll get a few different ones done, but the main photo will be the whole family. That's what we're putting over the mantelpiece.
Have you chosen where you're getting it done?
Almost.
There you go. Don't swing it round me here.
Sorry. No, it comes down to two places. One charges an arm and a leg, and the other's both arms, both legs, and the clothes off our backs.
Well, it don't come cheap, professional photography.
Well, you can guess which one Susan wants to go for.
Well, think how much you'll enjoy eating properly again afterwards.
I never want to spend another bonfire night munching celery.
Oh, yeah, I was going to ask.
Hmm?
Did you or Kenton ever find the missing Borset Shear Blaster?
If it had only been the displaced Abermason.
That's easy enough, but a heart murmur as well, and such a loud one.
Want the towel?
Oh, thanks.
Who was the herdsman ringing?
He wants the farm manager's okay before he sends it to slaughter.
Covering his back?
He has to. It's that kind of operation.
It is pretty big.
A real contrast in scale to some of my other clients, like the Grundys.
The people with the arthritic pony.
You won't appreciate how much ground I cover till you meet them.
Perhaps you can let me know the next time you go. If I'm free, I'll come along. If you don't mind.
No, fine. I take it this morning hasn't put you off completely.
Not so far.
Good. Are we ready to make a move?
I am if you are.
I've said our goodbyes.
Getting back to your equine work, Alistair.
Uh-huh.
Well, apart from the Grundys and your wife's stables, you said it's mostly for the local hunt.
Well, as I mentioned last week, I get a few bits and pieces elsewhere.
I'm surprised how many people we've seen out this morning.
Oh, yeah. Horse riding's big business in South Borsetshire.
But I know I miss out on quite a lot.
Because you're seen as a mixed practitioner.
Well, that's part of why Lovell James are interested. They see opportunities I'm missing.
Would you be happy for someone else to develop the equine side here?
Possibly. I've got enough farm and small animal work to keep my hands full.
I presume Lovell James are arranging a valuation.
Oh, they've done one already. I'm waiting to hear a figure from them.
Is there any point in me doing the same?
If you want to. As long as we're clear, it doesn't mean I'm committing myself to anything.
No. Neither am I.
I don't want lunch, Justin.
Oh, fair enough. It was only a thought.
Well, if that's everything...
Lillian.
Mm?
No, I'm sorry if I seemed a touch insensitive earlier.
Look, there's nothing to do with that. I still haven't bought Mum's birthday present. I'll probably go into town this afternoon.
Now, I do realise what a terrible experience your niece has been through.
Do you?
Yes, of course.
You don't seem to realise it's not over yet.
Oh.
There's still so much to settle about the baby. Poor girl will carry the scars for a long, long time.
Well, I'm sure they both will. It was a horrific business.
With only one of them to blame.
Yeah, well, whatever the precise rights and wrongs, and I fully accept you're far more closely involved than I am, the fact remains Rob Titchener now works for me.
Against my advice, if you recall.
And I would like him to concentrate on that, without the distraction of not knowing where he's going to live in a week or two.
Justin, how do you think my family would feel if I became his landlord? How would I feel?
It was only a suggestion. It struck me it might be better for Helen as well.
How?
Well, if Rob settled, free to concentrate on making a new life in a new home, it might take some of the sting out of the situation with the baby.
Well, I very much doubt it.
But it's possible. And it would be to your advantage as well. You'd start earning rent straight away instead of worrying about a property standing empty.
I'm not worried.
You said a few times Amside sometimes struggles for money.
You really want me to show him around Hillside?
Oh, it's only a minor concern about one of my employees. I don't want to push you into something you're unhappy with. The decision must be yours and yours alone, Lillian. As ever, I trust your impeccable judgment.
Hey, how doing?
You right, Jasser?
I seen you drive by when I came at the feed store. You been reading the shop for goodies?
No, just picking up some veg on me way home.
Ah, Custy's got you well trained, Roy.
I like organic veg.
Of course you do.
And I bought some ice cream and cereal.
Hope we steer clear of the autumn muesli. Tastes like conkers.
Oh.
Ah, well, never mind. You're set up for the morrow night?
Not really.
What's she called again?
Jeanette.
Oh, aye. And the bonny one.
Probably way out my league.
Aye, probably, but... Just at least go in with a positive attitude.
It's not so easy after last week's disaster with Lucy. Quite nervous, actually.
I'm not surprised. Especially after Saturday night.
Oh.
I don't know why me and Tom let you persuade us.
I thought you wanted to go clubbing.
Did we have to go there? Just because you've got happy memories of strutting your stuff on the dance floor in 1998?
Hayley and I went there a few times.
Aye, a lifetime ago.
I wasn't to know it would be full of teenagers.
Even I felt like a grander.
Afternoon.
Oh, all right, Adam.
Aye, afternoon. Smell like a school disco.
Well, that's me done with clubbing.
Oh, that's no the spirit, Roy. You just need to take advice for those in the know.
Right.
So, where are you meeting, Jeanette?
Oh, that wine bar opposite the library.
If I've got a turning door, she'll be straight in and out unless you make some big changes.
Like what?
How you carry yourself, the way you talk. You were yelling your head off at that poor wee lassie behind the bar on Saturday.
Yeah, but it was so loud in there. And she was the only person in there over 30, apart from us.
Did she look like she was interested in Aston Villa?
Oh, my mind went blank. I didn't know what else to talk about.
Well, if Custy can wait 5 minutes for her organic veg, I'll put you straight on that. Let's go in the tea room.
I thought I was going to miss the bus home.
Hi, Johnny.
I had to do some shopping after a farm trip.
Did you go anywhere interesting?
Yeah, a big spread near Fawcett Magna. We're seeing how they manage a pig operation and off-road centre at the same time.
Sounds fun.
Oh, it was great, Freddie.
Did they let you go on anything?
Yeah, a Segway trail through the wood. It was fantastic.
I keep telling my mother we should have one of those at Lower Loxley. It'd be a lot more exciting than the treetop walk.
You had a good day?
Exactly the same as every day at college. A non-stop round of excitement and pleasure.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, this looks like us.
You'll have to tell me all about it.
When are you bringing the herd in, David?
Well, I'd like to keep them out for a few more days, but if I get the bedding down now...
You've got the option if the weather turns nasty, eh?
Yeah. Although, I never get any better with a straw blower. Always seem to miss the corners.
I'd offer to help. Can't see another fork.
Nah, it's all right, Adam. It won't take a minute.
I've printed a few more leaflets for the farm walk. Where should I...
What, was there no one at the house?
No.
Give them here.
There you go. Right. They're nothing fancy, only the time and what the walk's about.
Oh, well, that's very useful. I'll give them out on Friday.
Yeah, I thought I'd better do some extra if people are getting mixed up about the start time.
No, it's only idiots like me and Bill. It's perfectly clear on your website.
Oh, I dropped a few off at the Bridge Farm shop as well.
Well, thanks for bringing them over.
I was glad of an excuse to get away.
Yeah?
Yeah, Kate's been following me around with a face like thunder all day. Why aren't people flocking to be in the panto?
Yeah, I'm afraid that Ruth and I have been keeping a low profile about that.
So is everyone else, according to Kate. And Lillian's being even more miserable.
Oh, why?
No idea. I asked if she was okay. She nearly bit my head off, insisted she was fine.
Oh, dear.
Mind you, they're the Chuckle Brothers next to Brian.
Oh, what's the matter with him?
Well, the main problem is he's Brian. I'm sorry he was so rude when you were over on Monday.
Yeah, wouldn't call it rude. More, well, preoccupied.
He's been unbearable all week. It's driving me doolally.
Really?
Still, not your problem.
Are you in a rush to get back?
No, I'll probably call it a day and go home after this.
Well, why not come in the house and have a cup of tea first?
You've got to treat women with respect, Jazza.
Agreed. 100%. All I'm saying, you'll lose out if you're a wimp tomorrow.
That's not what I meant.
The way I see it, humans only jumped out the trees 5 minutes ago. You've got to get in touch with your Stone Age side on a first date.
Eh?
When Jeanette walks in, a party is going to see you in the desert surrounded by lions.
What are you on about?
Has Jim put me onto this stuff? It's a real education living with him, whether you want it or no.
Well, how come I'm surrounded by lions in a wine bar?
Because there's two things going on. Up top, there's all the usual blather about Jeanette's job, your job, how much you both like Coldplay.
Well, not that keen on
But top. Underneath, she's sizing you up. Is this guy going to be strong enough to protect me and my children from hungry lions?
Oh, you're talking rubbish.
Emma?
In case you haven't noticed, we've moved on from being wild animals.
Have we? You never lost a lassie you fancied to a knuckle dragger.
I suppose, when I was with Kate.
See? Women respond to confidence, and that's what you've got to fix.
I'm not that lacking in confidence, am I?
You're losing your edge. That's why right for the start of the morning, you've got to act lion ready.
Well, Kathy says I should be myself.
What? Do you want a second date or no? Well,
you've got to be honest when you meet someone.
Like you were honest with a dating site. Borrowing a dug for the 40.
Oh.
Look, you've got a haircut. You've bought new clays. Now sharpen up your act.
How?
Rule one, don't talk too much. Act mysterious so she can kid herself you're something special.
Oh, I don't want to be a fake.
Oh, just put your best side out there. She'll be doing exactly the same.
Mm.
Of course she will.
Suppose, if you put it like that.
I promise. You act strong yet sensitive tomorrow night, you'll hit the jackpot.
Oh, I don't know.
Don't worry. You'll find out the sad truth soon enough. Just give her one night to dream, eh? That's me. Good ghetto.
One of your harem?
No. Molly B. We're an interesting business offer. I've got to get off. You okay about your date now?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Great. Just remember, act confident, keep your gob shut, and you'll do fine.
I don't think I do.
He looks like he's escaped from a fantasy role-playing game. Look, long leather coat, shoulder-length hair, beard.
Oh, yeah. He always wears enormous boots.
That's him.
He's your geography tutor.
Loosely speaking.
What's he like?
I don't even know. might be very nice, but he mumbles so much. I can't even hear what he's saying half the time.
Have you asked him to speak up?
I tried. After our first class on contemporary urban environments, that was quite interesting, actually. But he just rushed off. Places to go, people to see.
That's not very good.
Probably to a Gandalf lookalike competition.
What do the rest of the group make of him?
Oh, I don't know. They keep themselves to themselves.
You haven't asked any of them?
We don't go in for long conversations. How are you doing, Downton? That's pretty much it.
That's what they call you?
A couple of them.
Are you bothered?
No. I mean, they've got to call me something.
You don't hang around with any of them?
No. Some of them go home between classes, and I don't like to barge in on the rest. There were only six of us doing the maths research.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It went.
Better get my bag out of the aisle. Oh.
Have you got enough room?
Yeah, plenty. You know, I found it hard when I started too. Like they call you Downton, I got the mickey taken out of my accent.
At least you're not stuck at college the whole time.
No. But that only made it harder, palling up at the start.
But you've made friends now?
Oh, yeah, I get on okay with quite a few people. Mm. The farm trips help, doing stuff together. Mm. Will you have out like that?
Well, I don't know. There's a geography field trip, I think.
That'd be good. Oh, you'll enjoy it.
I don't know. I keep telling myself that it'll be okay. But I don't think I belong there.
Why not?
I just don't. Is it? That's the trouble with living at Lower Loxley. If you try and make friends, invite people back, you're showing off. And if you don't, you're a snob.
I hadn't thought of it like that.
A couple of girls seemed quite friendly, but they were just ghouls. They kept going on and on about my dad dying.
No.
They remember it from the papers. Seem to think it makes me interesting. I can't stand them.
I've had plenty of that over the years. I hate it.
Nothing bothers Lily. I wish I could make friends the way she does.
Give it time. You will.
Hmm.
I bet by Christmas you won't be missing parties with your old mates. You'll be too busy going out with your new ones.
How do you know about Lachlan's party? Has my mother put you up to this?
No, listen, I'm sat here because you're a good lad, Freddie.
If she's been fussing about me...
What else do mums do? Shut up and have a look at this. A stack of beers and pizzas. Way more than me and Tom can manage on our own. How about staying on till Ambridge and helping us demolish them? Or are you going to have a quiet night in with your urban environments?
What makes it worse, I understand why he's angry. Three or four fields do look bad, and we've had to up our spray programme.
Well, Brian knew that was going to happen.
Well, he claims he didn't realise how much extra. And, of course, there's still the worry about glyphosate.
For all of us. Mm. There'll be plenty of people talking about it at the NFU meeting.
Yeah, well, I can see it's unsettling for him. I just wish he had more faith in me.
Mm.
What I can't get through to him... These are short-term problems on the way to a long-term solution. You know, finally getting home farm and the estate soil in good heart.
Well, I admire you for trying.
You don't think I'm wrong about no-till, do you?
No! No. I'm glad there are people like you trying it out. Hmm. And in the long term, I can see it offering a lot of advantages.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the right way to go.
Yeah.
But it could take 20 years before it's mainstream. And one thing Brian doesn't have is any patience.
No, it can't be easy if he's putting you under pressure all the time.
No.
I've got a lot of admiration for what you're doing with no-till, and particularly the herbal lays. They're my kind of farming.
No, thanks, David, but you don't have to humour me.
No, I mean it. You know, I mean, I tend to be a little more cautious these days. More cautious than the kids would like, anyway.
Well, isn't that always the way?
Yeah. Yeah, but I'd hate to see the enterprise and enthusiasm ground out of you.
Mm-hmm.
No, whatever happens, you mustn't let Brian wear you down, Adam.
No?
No.
Well, he's making a good job of it so far. And I'm not sure how much more I can take.
Really?
You didn't seem to have other plans for Hillside when I rang on Monday.
You caught me on the hop, Rob. I wasn't thinking straight.
Obviously not. Is that all you summoned me back for, Lillian?
Yes.
Well, you might as well have texted.
Well, I was going to, and then Brian mentioned that you were dropping some papers off anyway. I thought it better to tell you in person.
Really? Did you get a kick out of breaking bad news?
It's a matter of basic courtesy.
Well, there's no need to worry. I only asked out of courtesy in the first place. I thought Amside could probably do with the business.
Well, that is all that I wanted to say.
Well, it was hardly worth yelling across the yard at me for. Especially since I've already found a much better property on the Edgeley Road.
One last pass should do it, Neil.
Yeah.
Well, the base wasn't in bad shape, was it?
No. Only needed a touch more cement and smoothing over.
How long are you leaving it?
I can't get in tomorrow. I'm over at Peniacet.
Oh, just as well, Eddie. He wants to harden off properly.
What's that looking like?
Yeah, not bad at all. Ready for the trowel?
Yep.
I thought he was going to offer us a cup of tea when he came out.
Oh, Mr. Jackson. Oh, some chance.
Well, we've been working without a break for hours.
Oh, stop grumbling. You had that lovely lunch Susan made you.
How are you meant to keep going on baby leaf sandwiches on a day like this, eh?
They look very tempting.
You could easily have spared a sausage roll.
If it had been up to me, Neil, you'd have had one.
You were clinging onto them like grim death.
Only because your missus warned me off being too kind-hearted. It's your fault. You should have never let her find them flapjack crumbs on your jacket the other day.
Yeah. And they're still being awkward in the shop.
It's for your own good.
I went in for a poppy. I lost my first one. Christine wouldn't serve me a custard slice.
Oh, dear.
That's probably illegal.
Custard slices ain't a basic human right.
Well, it should be.
You'll be grateful when you have your photo done.
I'll only be a pale shadow of myself by then.
That'll do.
She says her and Jim aren't going to be in the panto either.
They've got too much sense.
Kate couldn't persuade them.
Well, no wonder, she spoke the way she did to your Susan.
The way things are going, Alice reckons it'll be cancelled altogether.
Good. Who wants to see Mother Goose any road? One long, boring advert for the Fairbrothers?
They've more or less decided they're doing a talent show instead.
Oh, have they? Mm. That rules Toby out there.
Here. There's nothing to stop you going to the shop for me, Eddie.
Easy, calm down.
What's this, extreme knitting?
Not funny, Toby. She's badly caught up.
That's why I'm here. I saw from the track.
Don't know how she's done it.
Oh, wow, head and two legs through.
Somehow, she's got a barb snagged in her muzzle.
Do you want me to cut the wire, Pip?
No, not if we don't have to. Wait, can you hold her?
Yeah, okay.
Good firm grip.
Yep, got her.
Right, I'll try and work her face free. Oh, thanks for coming over. Gosh, it's a lot easier with two.
Maybe you can pay me back later.
Oh, whoa, hold still. How?
You know you promised to be a guinea pig.
Oh, is the gin ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Gosh, that's quick. Look, if I hold the top strand up...
Yeah. I'll get her head back through.
Don't let go.
No, I won't.
I want to see what harm she's done to her face.
Yeah, I've had a sniff of it, but I want to try it properly together.
Wait, can you hold her steady?
Yeah, she's pretty strong.
Just till I see the damage. Hey, whoa. If it's any good, perhaps we can give Adam a bottle?
Why Adam?
Oh, we'll have to get something on that. Yeah. Wait, hang on to her while I get some spray from the car.
Yeah, no worries.
He was really miserable when I saw him earlier about the farm walk. I didn't ask why, in case things are going pear-shaped with Ian again.
That's it. Let it down.
If we stack everything here...
Yeah?
..and take it all through in one go.
All right. Best part of 2 hours he was in there last night, nursing half a pint.
Blimey, who told you?
Fallon. She's... been in charge while Kenton and Jolene are away.
Oh, yeah, they're spar breaking.
Now, you get that end.
Yep. Right, I've got the weight. You come down.
Can't be much of a drinker. He must have gone in for the company.
Or he's very tight-fisted, which ain't good news for us.
Can't be easy trying to make new friends at his age.
And down. I'm giving him a bargain price already. Yeah. I don't want to be kept waiting for the cash.
Yeah, neither do I.
I'm relying on prompt payment and the early turkeys to pay for Clary's anniversary present.
What are you getting her?
Oh, I ain't decided yet. Depends what money I've got by the time it rolls ring.
It's the first time you've tried Thanksgiving turkeys, isn't it?
Yeah, only half a dozen. We bought them in special.
Oh, very American.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, nothing, I suppose. You sure you don't want to go to the shop?
Certain.
Get hold of it.
Got it.
I'm not normally fussed about turkey.
Yeah, I've got it.
All right. But if you offered me some now, with roast spuds
or...
Afternoon,
gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Lily.
Good afternoon.
You look busy.
Down it goes.
Yeah, we're putting up a shed for Mr. Jackson.
Mm. Now, I saw Cecil in the Bull last night, and you know, he took over 2 hours...
To drink half a pint?
Mm. Yeah. Obviously, it was a slow news day in Ambridge.
Yeah, the poor chap seems lonely to me.
Well, anyway, that's where I'm going now, and I don't suppose you'd care to join me. My treat.
Oh, well...
I know it's early, darlings, but I don't like drinking on my own.
Well, that's kind of you, Lillian, but we've got to finish off here yet.
It'll only take a few minutes. We can't leave a lady drinking by herself.
I've just turned Rob Titchener down as a tenant, and I want to celebrate.
Oh, he wanted to rent somewhere from you.
Mm, number 2, Hillside. Can you believe his nerve?
Must have been easy saying no.
Well, yes. Well, anyway, I'm glad I've made the right choice. So what do you say?
Oh, come on, have a quick point with you. If you give us a few minutes to cover some concrete and finish unloading first.
Mm. Well, I'll go ahead and order.
Oh, tar very much. A pint of Shires, then.
Neil, how about you?
No, I won't have a drink.
Oh, why not? Darling, be a devil.
Susan will smell it on me before I'm through the door.
Yeah, that's true. She's like a bloody...
Tell you what, though, Lillian. Mm-hmm. If you're ordering, I wouldn't say no to one of Wayne's pork pies.
You're lucky to find me in, Oliver. This is the earliest I've been back from work all week.
I saw the light on and thought I'd chance it.
Well, come in.
I don't really need to.
Oh, come on in, out of the cold.
Very well.
You got my message, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. Normally I'd never miss the first meet of the season. I, still have to pace myself a little. And after spending last Thursday at the shoot... Do go through.
I'm not intending to stay.
Don't worry about being polite. I'm always ready for good company.
I'm not being polite.
Oh. If it's about this Saturday, I'll definitely be there. I won't miss going out with the South Borsetshire 2 weeks in a row.
Ah. That's what I've come to see you about.
I hoped you'd be back ages ago.
Oh, I did have a few other jobs after we rescued you.
Yeah, well, at least you're here now. I can't wait to hear what you think.
What, you still haven't tried it yourself?
I've had a quick taste, but I'm too close. I need an objective opinion. There you go.
Thanks.
Oh, don't bother smelling it. Chuck it down and tell me what you think.
Oh, that is revolting, Toby. Oh, it's disgusting.
Well, there's a bit of a bang early on, but if you try another sip, maybe...
No, I am never... I'm never touching that again. Oh, it's made my eyes water.
It's quite a powerful taste.
It's like drain cleaner.
Well, that's harsh.
So's the gin. Wait, you don't actually like it, do you?
No, I thought it was rank.
And you let me try it?
Well, I needed a second opinion. I can't work out. Is it too much wood sage?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe I overdid the water.
Well, maybe you overdid everything. I'm going to get some water.
Oh, I was so disappointed. It looked okay.
Why not go back to what you did last week? Buy in the gin, just add flavour.
That's no good.
Why not?
Well, I won't make any money out of it. This stuff only cost pennies to churn out.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
Yes, but if I get it right, I'll make a massive margin on every bottle.
Oh, that's better.
Got to make a decent income somehow. Oh, I can't go on being a... Well, I've got to get some cash. And I think I know how to make this work.
How?
I shouldn't have steeped the botanicals in the wash. They gave it too big a kick.
Way too big.
Yeah, I'm going to pour the rest away and start another batch tonight.
Well, have you got enough sugar?
Now I've been out to stock up. This time I'll hang the botanicals over the wash and let the vapours filter through. Yeah, yeah. That'll be better, won't it?
I don't know. Can't be worse.
Pip, I've got to make this work.
Yes. No, yes, it sounds a lot better. It's a good idea.
It's outrageous, Oliver. I didn't think you'd be taken in by Helen's slanderous allegations.
It's nothing to do with Helen.
Don't treat me like an idiot. I know what Ambridge is like. Tongues always wagging behind my back. But I thought better of you.
That's not the reason.
If the foul things she claimed in court are true, why haven't I been arrested and charged, hmm? Because the police know I'm innocent.
The decision not to accept your subscription is based purely on hunting matters.
Hunting matters? You don't expect me to believe that, do you?
I was hoping this would be necessary, that you'd be enough of a gentleman to save yourself and the hunt considerable embarrassment.
You want me to roll over and give up being a member of the hunt without even knowing why?
I've recently learned that you gave a false account of the incident with the hunt saboteur last year to the police and to myself.
Sorry. You're taking a hunt sab's word over mine. Is that how low you're prepared to stoop?
I'm not relying on the sab's account.
Oh, I see. This supposed incident happened, a year and a half ago? And she's only saying something about it now. Come on, Oliver. Can't you see what Shula's playing at? Helen's her cousin. She's only stirring up trouble to get at me.
I trust Shula implicitly.
More fool you if you do. Whole family's completely two-faced.
That's the decision we've come to, whether you like it or not.
Well, I'm afraid you can't refuse my renewal. I've already sent in my subs.
I'm returning your check now. If you don't want to take it, I'll leave it on the stair.
All part of the same gang, aren't you? Like silly little children at school, huddling together, whispering, keeping the new boy out.
If we're clear where we stand, I'll get going.
Please do. There are better hunts in the county. You'll be delighted to have me join. So you and Shula and all the rest can just go to hell.
Hey, here he is.
Oh, fantastic. Have you invited anyone else, Kirsty?
No, I didn't invite Jazza.
We may as well sell tickets.
Not our fault, Roy. Me and Tom haven't had a peep for you, so I said I'd drop round.
I couldn't tell him how your date went. I haven't seen you since last night.
Come on, spill the beans.
You might as well sit down, Roy.
Are we celebrating or commiserating?
I was hoping for a cup of tea. It's been non-stop at Grey Gables.
In a minute, when you've put Jazza out of his misery.
Like you don't want to know.
Well, there's nothing to say, really.
Well, what's Jeanette like?
Aye.
Very nice.
And?
Well, that's it.
Make an effort, man. How'd you go?
I don't know what to say.
Well, start at the beginning. What happened when you left here?
Who got to the bar first?
Me.
Well, did she keep you waiting?
No.
Well, that's a good sign.
When she walked in, was it, what, a belter or checking the fire exits for a quick get-out?
Neither. She came over, said hello, seemed very nice. I don't know why you're both so interested.
Because we're your mates.
Aye, we've invested in this.
Invested?
Kirsty spent hours making you presentable. I tried steering you around first date pitfalls like ever opening your gub.
Was it a success? Are you seeing her again?
No.
There goes our hard work.
Oh, no spark at all.
We got on fairly well. She talked about growing up in Swindon, and I told her a bit about myself.
I see where you went wrong.
It was all perfectly pleasant.
No more than that?
Not really. By the end, there didn't seem much point in meeting up again.
So did you break the bad news to her at breakfast?
Eh? We didn't spend the night together.
You didn't get that far?
Jazza.
It's just a quick peck on the cheek at the end of the evening, that's all.
What a waste.
Sex isn't a game, Jazza. Dating should be about companionship, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Finding someone you want to be with.
But if that doesn't work, sex is a pretty good runners-up prize.
Look, and it wasn't a waste. Meeting Lucy and Jeanette has been really useful. Made me sit down and think about the things I'm looking for in a new partner.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and the qualities that I've got to offer.
That won't take long.
I found it really helped, getting my ideas down in black and white.
What? You've made an actual list?
Yeah, only a few, you know, first thoughts.
A Is that a spreadsheet?
No.
You can't organise your love life like that.
It's not a spreadsheet. I'm only using columns and rows because it's easier to cross-reference.
Perfect. Oi, give it back, Jazza.
Just what I need.
Give it back. Where are you going?
It was so hard choosing between them, Emma. Your dad and I spent hours on their website.
Well, they're both very good.
Is it just the ibuprofen?
Yeah.
Are they for you?
No, I'm all right, ma'am. It's Joe's knees playing it.
Oh, 64p. Oh,
so which one have you gone for?
Sherelle's Photography.
That's who I'd have chosen.
I was very tempted by the one over towards Cheltenham. I mean, if they're good enough for Benny Carvalho... But it's the setting with Sherelle's.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? Having a studio on a country estate.
Well, that's what decided me. The rolling hills of North Borsetshire look so elegant.
And what did Dad say? No, they're not cheap.
Well, I was quite clever about that. I chose me moment.
Oh, yeah?
I waited till he came in last night. He'd been working with Eddie on a shed.
Yeah, yeah.
Sat him down to a lovely hot bowl of lentil soup and two crisp spreads for his tea.
Oh, man, that's not much.
Oh, he enjoys watching the calories now.
Does he?
Oh, yes. He had a real little smile on his face while I was serving up. So then I told him.
And how does he take it?
Well, I should have probably waited till he finished the soup. But once he stopped coughing, he was fine.
He didn't moan about the cost?
No, not too much. Not when I said you're due some money out of it.
Hey? How?
For recommending them. Sort of a finder's fee, according to the girl I spoke to.
I didn't know they did that.
Neither did I till it happened.
How much?
Well, don't get too excited. It's not a fortune.
I'm glad of anything.
You have to choose cash or a voucher, but I think you're better off taking the cash.
Oh, yeah?
Because I know exactly what to spend it on. Oh.
Is anyone else on duty, Susan, or is it only you serving?
Only me. And we're closing in a minute.
And then I'll save my custom for elsewhere. Evening, Emma.
Evening. Oh, honestly, it gives me the chills.
That's it. Best day at the way by the door.
Look, give over.
I'm serious. The boss is your blaster's a powerful beast.
Hey, is that the firework that went missing?
No, not at all. Molly just happened to find one exactly the same the following day. Complete coincidence.
Oh, of course it is.
You can't set it off here.
Why?
Because it belongs to the village.
Belongs to me, no. Molly wanted a good price and I couldn't haggle or done, but I thought it was worth it.
Why?
Celebrate Roy being back in the game.
Oh, well, that's quite sweet, actually.
He wimped to it, didn't he? So it's to blow away our stupid ideas of going dating with spreadsheets.
It's not a spreadsheet, and can I have it back now?
I need something to set this monster halfway. You need to be at arm's length with a blaster.
But it won't do any good burning it. I'll only print off another copy.
Well, that's up to you. I can only show you the true path, Roy. I can't force you to take it.
Jazz is right. It's great you're actually putting yourself out there again.
Here we go.
But don't overthink things. You have to follow your heart as much as your head. Trust your instincts.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh, blimey!
Oh, that rattled the windows!
Just rattled me teeth.
You're the beauty! Along me, our spreadsheets be blown to pieces like that.
For the last time, it wasn't a spreadsheet!
It's very good of you to come, Rob.
Not at all.
I wouldn't blame you if you'd said no.
I'd hardly do that, Justin. Where should I...
Oh, sit wherever you like.
Thanks. No, I take my new post very seriously.
Actually, that's my chair. I meant one of these.
Oh, of course. Excuse me.
Well, as long as you appreciate this is exceptional, I don't usually expect managers to come running over on a Friday night.
Oh, I'm happy to work whatever hours are needed.
Well, it's only because I'm terribly busy the next few days. And if anything crops up in Ramsbury, I want you on the right page.
This is at the broiler unit?
Yes. We know they're definitely having financial problems.
Mm, that's what I've heard as well.
It's potentially a very good acquisition for Damara at the right price. Mainly for tearing down and redeveloping. Though that's not on the cover sheet if we do make an offer.
No.
I'd like to approach them as a white knight, you know? Saving them from being taken over elsewhere.
I see.
So, I need someone on my team who's familiar with how they operate.
And you'd like me to do the research?
I thought it'd be useful to go through it together. Not the most fascinating way to spend a Friday night, I admit.
Oh, more than happy to do it, Justin. If I was at Blossom Hill, I'd only feel obliged to start packing.
Oh, have you found somewhere to live?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very well-appointed apartment on the Edgeley Road. An executive flat, I suppose you'd call it.
One of Amside's?
Oh, thanks, Mum. I didn't realise I'd forgotten them till I got home.
Oh, I'm surprised Joe didn't send you back down for them.
His knee's not bothering him since he's had a couple of ciders.
I expect it was Rob coming in made you forget.
Oh, no. Do you want to come through? Say hello to everyone.
Oh, no. Clary will only start gassing and I'll never get away. I should get off home.
Oh, well, thanks for dropping the tablets off.
Oh, the other thing was that money you're getting from Sherelle's photographer.
Oh, yeah. That won't be difficult spending that, not with Kira and George.
You see, I was thinking about the photo itself.
Oh?
How to make it work in such a lovely setting. Unless Ed doesn't want to be in it at all.
Why wouldn't Ed want to be in a family photo?
Well, I was afraid he might find it all a bit too prim and proper.
No.
Me and your father are going to be very dressed up.
Ed won't mind.
Oh, well, if he does want to be in it, perhaps you can pay for him to have a real good grooming session first. You know, at a proper salon, not Borchester Barber's.
Why?
So he won't feel out of place.
Why should he?
No reason at all. As long as he gets his hair cut properly and his nails tidied up.
Ed don't need to go to a salon.
Oh, he'll feel more comfortable if he does.
He can look very smart when he wants to.
Oh, yes. I'm not criticising him.
And we've got better things to do with that money than give it to some rip-off salon who'll charge the earth for something we can do just as well at home. It's a stupid idea.
Emma?
I'm sorry, but it is.
Oh, all right. Oh, I don't know. I got exactly the same from your dad when I suggested getting his nose hair lasered.
Yes, that's very useful if you were contacting Ramsbury. But for the moment, no need to mention this to anyone else.
No.
I'll talk offers if and when the right deal's on the table.
I understand, Justin.
I also need you to liaise regularly with Damara's Borchester office.
Let me get my pen. About what?
Well, the two new out-of-county holdings are shared projects with BL and the business units at Barrow.
Yep, easily done.
Well, it's going to mean a lot more running into Borchester for you and further afield from time to time.
Nope, that won't be a problem. Especially from my new place.
Right. Were you disappointed not getting Hillside?
Oh, no, not at all. Lillian's done me a favour, actually.
Has she?
Yeah, I'm much better placed where I am. Better for work. Away from all the petty prejudice I have to put up with in the middle of Ambridge.
Does that bother you much?
I barely notice it these days.
Well, it can't be very nice. Cold shouldering and gossip.
Water off a duck's back, Justin.
Honestly?
Oh, yes. I should have known better than get tangled up with one of the oldest families in the district. I was never going to get a fair hearing, was I? So why bother fighting?
Well, that's very philosophical of you.
Is it? Well, I've always been like that, I suppose. Even at school, I'd always rather be right than popular.
That's a refreshing approach.
Just how I am.
Well, I hope you stay that way. You see, a lot of what Damara and BL has to do is big picture work.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said before, we're looking at the future of the countryside, not a year or two ahead, like so many people, but how can we develop housing, jobs and infrastructure that's going to be needed in 10, 20 or even 30 years' time.
Yeah, that's what I admire about Damara.
Unfortunately, in the short term, that means making difficult decisions that can be locally unpopular. You don't have to look any further than the Barrow Farm Dairy or the complete hysteria about a new road.
Some people in Ambridge want to preserve the village, the whole county in Aspic.
They don't seem to realise their children will need jobs, homes and good transport.
Yeah, I'm always thinking about Gideon's future, wanting to hand on a better world. And Henry's?
I've gone wrong before, you know. Putting my faith in managers who get too close to the locals, like Charlie Thomas.
Well, I didn't like to mention him, but he did come to mind.
Well, I hope that won't be the case with you.
No, absolutely not. I don't have divided loyalties, Justin. Whatever the job, you can always count on me. ¶¶
This is the BBC.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.